All right, I think we're going. FritzbergenBloodandFaith.com. Happy Easter. I'm going to set this up here. And happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. FritzbergenBloodandFaith.com. It's about the blood. It's about the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of your kin. And faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Happy Easter Sunday morning. We're live here at Podbean, live at podbean.com, fritzreport.podbean.com, also at bloodandfaith.com. I wanted to read you a poem. Some of you may have heard this poem. This poem, once upon a time, was recited on a regular basis in public forums. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud thy anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages, men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle. See his banner go. It's a hymn that not very long ago was sung on a regular basis in public forums all across the planet, all across the world, especially here in the United States. In our churches, we sang the battle hymn of our God. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war. With the cross of Jesus leading on before. Does that sound to you like a church in retreat? Does that sound to you like a bunch of weak men? Does that sound to you like a church that apologizes every time it offends the Jews, or the Hindus, or the Muslims, or the homosexuals, or the sodomites, or the trannies, or the atheists, or the Muslims? Does that sound to you like a church in retreat? Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus leading on to before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go. This is the God we serve. This is the God who rose from the dead. This is the God who's the King of every nation. Christ is King. He's Lord of lords. He's King of kings. He's the ruler of every single nation on the planet. He's the ruler of the atheist and the homosexual and the Jew and the Muslim and the atheist. And he's king, he's monarch, he's Lord, he's God Almighty. Never, ever, ever, ever apologize for this. Never back down from this. Never parse your words in order to please the Antichrist. Never parse your words to please those who murdered the Christ of God. Never parse your words so that you don't offend somebody because you want to speak it in love and not in division or hatred. I got a word for you. Philippians 1, 15 through 18. It's true. It's true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. Paul was in prison. People were trying to get everybody stirred up. Let's preach a little harder. Maybe Paul get a little more punished. The former preached Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. So some people were out there preaching Christ, not sincerely, to stir up trouble for Paul while he was in chains. Well, brother, you weren't saying that in love, so you shouldn't say anything. Oh, brother, you're just doing that to rile up people and get people angry and stir up your little anti-Semitism. Oh, brother, you're not doing that out of Christian love. But what does it matter? What does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice. Don't you ever, ever, ever apologize for the declaration that Christ is king, not for you saying it, not for somebody else saying it. I don't care what their motives are. In whatever way possible, you declare the gospel of Jesus Christ in every manner possible. The important thing is this, that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. Don't you ever apologize for other people declaring that Christ is king, let alone yourself. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus leading on before. You apologize? You back off? You parse your words? You don't want to offend? You got more fear of the Antichrist, more fear of the Jew than you do of Jesus Christ. This is a great Easter sermon, isn't it? Our God rose from the dead. Our God rose from the dead. Our God, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, rose from the dead in his body. 3 days in the grave and his body never decayed. The unquenchable life of God resided in Jesus Christ. In Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. In Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. Jesus Christ as the Creator, whom was foreknown even before the foundations of the world. Jesus Christ was foreknown by the Father even before the foundations of the world, the Scripture says. Gospel according to St. John. Verse 17, 24. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. That's what Jesus Christ said. You can't kill the man. You can't kill him. And the enemy of the Jews is Jesus Christ, and the enemy of the Jesus Christ has always been the Jews. Oh, well, we can't say that. We don't want to offend the Jews. Go read the gospel according to St. John and figure out how many times Jesus Christ turned around. He looks at the Jews. He says, why are you trying to kill me? And declaring, you are trying to kill me. Well, we don't want to offend the Jews. Why? Why do you not want to offend the Jews? Well, that'd be anti-Semitic. Why is that important to you? Oh, yeah, I can't get away from this topic. It's what I'm called to do. I'm never going to get away from this topic, except by the hand of God. The enemy of Jesus Christ in the Church of God in the Holy Scriptures was and remains those who call themselves Jews. They remain the synagogue of Satan. They remain the devil's children. they remain hostile to all mankind. 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 14 through 16. They remain the sons of those who murdered the prophets and murdered the righteous one. Acts chapter 7, Stephen's first sermon, and his last sermon, by the way. We declare to the world that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He rose bodily from the dead. This is not a religious statement. This is a fact of history. It's a fact of biology. It's a fact of philosophy. It's a fact of morality. The Almighty God, incarnate, which means in the flesh. Y'all have had chili con carne. Con carne means with the meat. Carne, meat, incarnation. The Almighty God incarnated in Jesus Christ. The incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. The incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. And the Jews murdered him. They murdered him. Their status in life has never changed in 2,000 years. The Jews remain Satan's synagogue. They remain the devil's children. And they murdered the Christ. And the Christ rose from the dead. The Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. His body did not suffer decay. He's the king over death. He's the king over the grave. He's the king over hell. There's nothing on heaven or earth that is not submitted to Jesus Christ. He's God in the flesh. There is no other God. There is no other God. There is no other God than Jesus Christ. There is no other God. When the Almighty God incarnated in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, it's the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Son of God, the blood of the incarnated one of God, the Messiah of God, that paid for sins. There is no other way. There is no other forgiveness. There is no other salvation. The Creator himself came down and was incarnated, and he paid the price in his own blood for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of the world. There is no other way. There is no other salvation. There is no other forgiveness of sins. There is no other cleansing from sin other than the blood of Jesus Christ. None. I don't care if you're a good Jew or a bad Jew or a good Muslim or a bad Muslim or a good atheist or a bad atheist or a good homosexual or bad. It's all the same. Salvation is based on blood. There is no salvation outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no salvation outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross. The hands of sinful men. 3 days later, he rose from the dead by the power of an indestructible life. By the power of an indestructible life. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. This is not a theory. This is not a theological concept. This is not a faith. This is not a belief. It's a fact. It's a fact of history. It's a fact of biology that he rose from the dead. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 3, 21. And this water, the water of baptism, that now saves you, not from the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:35. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they may gain an even better resurrection. Y'all been tortured lately? How come? How come you and I haven't been tortured lately? Why? Do you think the devil's gone away? Do you think the devil's decreased in his power? Do you think the devil's decreased in his influence? Do you think the powers of hell have somehow shrunken and gone away and said, oh, we're so scared, we're so scared, we're scared of Jesus and scared of the Christians? Let's not hurt them. Let's not persecute the Christians. No. Then why haven't we been tortured yet, church? Why haven't we been martyred yet, church? Why? If hell's on the march, how come we haven't been tortured and martyred? Ah, because we're afraid, because we don't believe, because we're afraid and we don't believe. Who did Jesus Christ offend when he walked around on this earth? Who did he offend? Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. It's one of the most important chapters of the Bible. The Jews came up to him. It says, so the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, these were the Jews. When it says Pharisees, just think the Jews. The damned Jews, because they are damned. The Jews came up to Jesus Christ and they said, we want to talk about the traditions of the elders. And Jesus Christ rebuked them to their faces. Why do you break the command of God for the sake of your traditions, Jesus Christ said? This is the problem with the Jews and the church. We get this tradition that somehow we can invert what the Word of God says in order to hold to our traditions. Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Oh, you can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. Teachings, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Well, you can't be racist. You can't be anti-Semitic. You can't be homophobic. You can't be Islamophobic. You can't be intolerant. You can't be Teaching, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. The disciples come up to Jesus Christ, and they said, don't you know that the Jews were offended when they heard this? Matthew chapter 15, verse 12, uses the word Pharisees, but Pharisees and Jews, all the same. Pharisees were then the rabbis of today, the propagators of Talmudic Judaism. It has nothing to do with the law and the prophets, as you could see from what I just read in Matthew chapter 15. They want to talk about the traditions of elders. Jesus wanted to talk about the law. The rabbis, the Jews, the Pharisees, they wanted to talk about the traditions of the elders, which becomes the Talmud. Jesus says, no, I want to talk about the law, which is eternal. And he talked about the fifth commandment. Apparently, there was a concept of anti-Semitism back then. The disciples come up to Jesus Christ and says, don't you know you're offending the Jews? Jesus, you're offending them? Don't you know you're offending the Jews? Don't you know you're offending them, Jesus? Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled by the roots. Leave them alone. They're blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall into the pit. Jesus says, my Father didn't plant this. These aren't God's people. My Father did not plant these Jews. My Father did not plant these Jews. Leave them alone. They're blind guides. And whoever follows them are going to fall into the pit too. Every plant that my Father did not plant would be rooted up and cast away. God Almighty did not plant those Jews that Jesus Christ is talking to in Matthew chapter 15. Oh, but the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Yeah, they're the children of the devil, John 8:44. They're the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9. They're liars. They're false. They're not even real Jews, Revelation 3:9. And they are of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9. The Jews put Christ in the grave. But by the power of an eternal life, of an indestructible life, Jesus Christ resurrected out of the grave. The Jews can't kill him. Can't kill you, can't kill me, unless we surrender. Unless we decide we don't want to be anti-Semitic. Unless we decide we don't want to offend people. Philippians 1:15-18. Whether you offend them or not, in any way, let Christ be proclaimed. Christ is King. Of all the people in the world that we're worried about offending, the last people that we should be worried about offending is the very people whom Jesus says are the devil's children in the synagogue of Satan, whom Stephen accused of murdering the prophets and murdering the Christ of God. But we seem to have more sensitivity, more respect, more deference for a people who call themselves Jews, even though they're not, and they're liars and they're synagogue of Satan, than we do for Jesus Christ and his word. No wonder we're screwed up. Let me ask you a question. Hebrews chapter 11. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured. They refused to be released from their torture. This should bother us. It bothers me. Where are the martyrs? Where are those of us being tortured? Now, there could be. I could say, you know what? Maybe there's some of the J6ers. Maybe in Africa. But is it as if the devil has backed off so much that he leaves the church alone? Is that the case? Or is it the case that the church has backed off? If the church has backed off, the church says we don't want to offend the devil. Like the disciples rebuking Jesus Christ. He said, don't you know you're offending the Jews, Jesus? He says, listen, they're going to go into the pit. My father didn't plant them. They're going to be rooted up and cast into the fire. Anybody that follows them will be cast into the fire. Oh, I guess he just offended them again. Oh, I guess, Jesus, now you're anti-Semitic again. Imagine that. The church is so sensitive about being anti-Semitic or racist that they'll offend Jesus Christ. They'll offend his words, but they don't want to offend the people whom Jesus Christ called the synagogue of Satan. Acts 2:31, seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body suffer decay. Acts chapter 2, verse 31. He spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah of God. You want a Messiah? Forget Dune. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Messiah of God. It's not that character in the movie Dune. He was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body suffer decay. Then the Jews were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus Christ the resurrection from the dead. The resurrection from the dead. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. To the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. This isn't a theological concept. It's a fact. It's a biological, physical, historical fact that Christ rose from the dead. The Messiah of God rose from the dead. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers, Europeans, began to debate with him. Some were asking, what's this babbler saying? Others says, he seems to be advocating foreign gods. They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus Christ and the resurrection, and the resurrection, and the resurrection. A lot of churches won't preach the resurrection anymore. They won't preach the resurrection. They don't want to offend people. Philippians chapter 1, verse 18. Whether from good motives or evil, let Christ be preached. Whether from good motives or evil, let Christ be preached. Whether from good motives or evil, may Christ be preached and a resurrection from the dead. From good motives or bad, let Christ be preached. Never hold your tongue because you're going to offend the Antichrist. Jesus Christ ran into that early and often. He offended the Jews. The disciples said, you're offending the Jews. Jesus Christ says, my father didn't plant these people. He didn't plant them. He says, these are blind guides. They're blind. And if people follow them, they're all going to fall into the pit together. Acts 17:35. When they heard about the resurrection from the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, we want to hear again about this. Paul declared, I am a trial for the hope of the resurrection of the dead. Paul says, I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. This is a good one. There's going to be a resurrection of the righteous and the wicked. And they stand before God in judgment. When you die and they bury you in the grave, you will be resurrected. You will be resurrected. You and I will be resurrected, and we will stand before the same God, the same Messiah, the same Christ, the same Christ Jesus, and be judged by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the judge of all mankind. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today, said Paul. Controversial man. How come we're not more controversial? Or do we just bow down and grovel and worship at the feet of the Antichrist? Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ is the judge of the souls of all mankind. The dead will be raised. All the dead will be raised in a resurrection. And they will face judgment by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday, Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. I'll be putting this up later. But with that in mind, I have one other thing I want to say. The Bible talks about Holy Communion. Every time you get together, whenever you're gathered together, do this in remembrance of me. Take the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Christ, the body and the blood of Christ. Whenever you're gathered together, whenever two or more are gathered together, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in my name. So even if you're at home, home churches are Bible churches. Bible talks about the church in her home. You gather together, do this in my name. Have Holy Communion. Oh yeah, have it at church too. I'm 100% in support of churches too. That's it for this morning. Greetings to visitors. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.